910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A source familiar with today's phone call says President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu talked mostly about a hostage deal offered by Hamas today, to which Israel has responded. Pro-Palestinian protesters scuffled with counter-protesters at UCLA. Over 90 arrests, says the LAPD. Some call for the National Guard to respond. Senator J.D. Vance, Ohio Republican.
I don't know if you need to call in the National Guard. Maybe you just call in the police.
Senator Vance on Fox News Sunday. At least four people are dead after tornadoes swept across Oklahoma this weekend. Governor Kevin Stitt.
I just haven't seen this much destruction from my time as governor.
Rescue teams are going house to house looking for people. Federal help's on the way to the Omaha, Nebraska area after tornadoes destroyed dozens of businesses and homes over the weekend. Ukraine's troops have been forced to make a tactical retreat from three eastern villages, says the nation's army chief. This is ABC News. Former President Trump's porn star hush money trial in New York resumes Tuesday. Prosecutors have not told who'll be testifying, says ABC's Aaron Katursky.
They refuse to give the defense a heads up out of fear that Trump is only going to verbally attack witnesses. Testimony is going to resume on Tuesday with a banker who's taking the jury through the granular details about the shell company Michael Cohen set up secretly to pay Stormy Daniels her hush money.
This heads up about what new info this week could affect prices of stocks and numbers and mutual funds from ABC's Daria Albinger.
We're heading into prime real estate season, and we'll get a look at home prices in 20 major cities when the S&P Case-Shiller Index is released on Tuesday. Also on Tuesday, look for a new report on consumer confidence.
And Friday, the monthly reports on job creation and unemployment come out from the Labor Department. There is an acute shortage of cash in Cuba. Cash machines often run out empty. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
A weather radio should be considered an important piece of your family's safety plan. It's an automated 24-hour emergency source, which is a reliable way to receive weather alerts and information about a storm, tornado, or flood in your area. And if you lose power, these radios have a battery backup. NOAA Weather Radio All Hazards Awareness Day is Wednesday, May 1st. As a Weather Ready ambassador, I suggest taking time to learn how these radios work, whether you are inside or out on your boat or camping. The Wisconsin Emergency Management website is a great place to start. Go to wem.wi.gov. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You are listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thank you. Maxing Sunday night with a double dip of Marta Hansen to kick off your 7 o'clock hour, The Way I Used To, the last before that. Marta's new album is super good. You ought to check it out. It's on Spotify. You can also find it on Bandcamp, I believe. Happy Sunday evening to you. I'm Jimmy K. Thank you for tuning in to Maxing Sunday night. How about that top 10, huh? Eddie Berth. It's a great song, and congratulations to him for taking away the number one spot. Don't forget, the Max Inc. Poll is up on the Facebook page right now for your votes. Get them in early and often. The poll will close next Friday at 6 o'clock, and we'll be back here again on Sunday night at 6 o'clock to count down the top 10 from Wisconsin. Let's do some Eddie 8 Dynamite. This is brand new. The song is called Bright Tomorrows. It's Max Inc. on Sunday night. We are local music. That is Echoes, the brand new song from Where Is The Key on Max Inc. Sunday Night. Eddie ate Dynamite before that with Bright Tomorrows. I'm Jimmy K. Thanks for tuning in. Coming up at 9 o'clock tonight, we'll hear the encore performance of Live in the Lair. Blame It on Kane was in the studio last night, and they absolutely rocked it. Here's their brand new song, Stay. It's Blame It on Kane, Sunday Night, Max Inc. on Civic Media. Sunday night with Fiberweed and The Launch. That's brand new from Fiberweed. Normally, I would play that song during Heavy, but since it was brand new, I kind of wanted to bring it out and introduce it to a different taste of palates, I guess. Hope you liked it. I'm Jimmy K. Welcome to Maxing Sunday Night across the Civic Media Radio Network. Hey, Alexa, play WMDX. When you do that, music comes out of your station on Saturday and Sunday nights across the Civic Media Radio Network, right on your smart speaker. Are you on the go? Grab the Civic Media app right now. It's available at your favorite app store or at civicmedia.us. We've got music, lots of good music on the way, including this one right here. Diana Jones, she was in the Lair a couple weeks ago. That podcast is hot. Get it right now at maxincradio.com.
For you, 'cause you asked me to. I want for you, yeah, I need you too. But there ain't no way that I could stay. Left me asking why you won't fade away. Make this fade away. It's not yesterday. Make this fade away. You said.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It's time for your Bar Notes. I'm Terry Barr, and here are a few notes highlighting some music news and happenings from across the state. Let's start in the beautiful Driftless area of Yuba, Wisconsin, a little more than an hour east of La Crosse. The Driftless Music Gardens, founded by the People Brothers Band in 2015, and of course longtime home to the band's guitar player Tim Lochner, has its first permanent stage. Built with the help of many volunteers and funded through donations, Lochner says it will be revealed at the first festival in June, Bonfire Music and Arts Fest. It's a wonderful addition to this already amazing natural amphitheater. Congratulations to Tim and the People Brothers Band. Now let's jump over to Green Bay, where Ace Champion is making a unique difference as a chef and musician. Now Ace believes both can be healing. So along with sharing his cooking skills, he's now teaching and performing with a variety of ancient flutes and drums. Ace says it's something special.
What I'm trying to do is open up the world back to the ancient days, to where music was meant to be. And we all know that music is healing, it's soothing, it's relaxing, it brings out emotions.
You can learn more about Champion's music, food, and passion. He has a passion for helping people. Go to his website, chefchampion.com. And finally, let's cruise further north into Door County, where the Community Auditorium in Fish Creek just released its main stage schedule for the summer. It kicks off in June with the Little River Band. Oh my goodness. Lyle Lovett, Molly Tuttle, and Sista Strings. Now we've all seen them. They are an amazing duo from Milwaukee. Well, these are just a few of the others on the list. And there is typically a Wisconsin-based opener for every show. The Door Community Auditorium is a lovely place. Add it to your bucket list if you've never had the chance to go there. That's it. There are your Bar Notes. I'm Terry Barr for MaxInc Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
She said, listen close. to shy away.
You'll be a dream.
That's brand new music from Michael Gardner and Blind So Long on Max Inc. Sunday Night. Kaylin Cole before that, working on it, and Katie Scullin with one of her latest songs. That was Bloom. Hope your Sunday evening is going well. Coming up after 8 o'clock tonight, we got Essential Last Crack. What is your Essential Last Crack? Perhaps you could send me an email, tell me your two favorite Last Crack songs, and I'll get them on the air for you. What is your Essential Last Crack? Send me an email, music@civicmedia.us. Also coming up next hour, we'll just do a whole hour of Rocker Closet. Got a bunch of classic tunes. I think you'll be pleased if you're an old timer like me. On the way this hour still, we got After August. We'll do some Something to Do. Right now, Andrew David Weber and his latest song, Shame Me. It's Max Inc. Sunday night on Civic Media.
I saw the drink in your eyes before I saw it in your hand. I watched it smash to the floor. I watched you not understand. You said, take me back. I said, I wish I could in time. I wanted nothing to do with, wanted nothing to do with you. Tried all my might, oh, but I still couldn't prove to you. There was no getting through to you. My queen, oh, sometimes I'm king, oh, never mind the victor or the honor. Losing our mind. Walking in his arms, walking out. Try to talk me through what we talked about. Try to blame me.
look me straight in the eye. Iris eyed indeed. Just goes to show you never can know what things will be. So hold to my hand, Lord, never let go. When we'll never grow cold. Side by side in this river of pines. Planting this heart of gold. So wash my mind in a river of pines. Sweet hope for the season.
Sweet Caffeination from Something to Do off of Here Comes the Panic on Max Inc. Sunday night. Got Essential Last Crack, Rocker's Closet all on the way. Right now is brand new music from The Mascot Theory and Lavender Blues.
Like salt in a wound, the lavender blues stings than it has, like a cloud over you. Disguised as a muse, a perennial rose under the covers of the lavender blues. Lavender blues, lavender blues. When you ain't got nothing, you ain't got nothing to lose. Place by the ocean, a room with a view. You want a connection, so you slip off your shoes. One toe in the water, searching for clues. Soon you were drowning in the lavender blues. Lavender blues, lavender blues. Like a python, bite marks with a bruise, wrapped all around you, you tighten the screw, as you fade into nothing, awake but confused, no you're not dreaming, it's just a lavender blues.
It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It's a polka party, and for good reason. 30 years ago, legislation making the polka our state dance became official in Pulaski.
I think everybody in Pulaski showed up in Zielinski Hall or on the street because it was a polka day celebration.
That's then-Governor Tommy Thompson who signed the legislation in April 1994. But do you know who got the barrel rolling on the idea in the first place? The Wisconsin Polka Boosters, a class of second graders, or the State Folk Museum? The answer coming up.
It's tradition, it's culture, it's food, it's beer, you know, heritage.
Heritage back to the 1840s when the polka became popular with Europeans and came to America with them. So who started the Make Polka Our State Dance movement? A class of Madison second graders, but the Boosters and Folk Museum supported those efforts. It's a cultural slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.